Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, and to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. Well, Kay Carter, who is in the big-time food business as director of Second Harvest, was to be with us today, but she called about an hour ago, and she is absolutely as sick as a dog. I mean, she really sounded terrible. We're going to get her back on when she gets back on her feet. So I was thinking, food. We were going to talk about food today. Who do I know in Rock Hill who's in the food business? Oh, I know the guy who sponsors the show, Charles Ruffalo.
Hi, Manning.
I can see you're excited to be here, Charles.
I am thoroughly excited and honored that you chose me.
Yeah, I did. Well, I was going to ask John Reinhart, but he doesn't know nothing about food, and we already heard what Lily knows about real estate. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. But he is eating a Substation 2 sandwich.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I'm sure you had a vast pool. I'm sure you had a vast pool of candidates to come on today, and I'm glad I rose to the top and beat them out.
The criteria was pretty low. No.
Yeah, the standards aren't that, you know, aren't that tough.
Okay, so there were several things I wanted to talk to you about. Number one, you have been living through the growth of Rock Hill and the rebuilding of Cherry Road.
Right.
Fair to say that that's had an impact on your business.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. Yes, it has impacted me. I just wish I had more notice. You know, in July when they started, they said, we're going to tear up the road in 4 days. We're going to start. If they had told me in March, I kind of would have rearranged my budget a little differently for the year. But when you give me 4 days, there's really not a lot of adjusting I can do to the budget. But no, it's slowed down.
Yeah, but you were quite the team player because you were an advocate for this project. You knew it needed to be done.
Absolutely. I went in front of city council several years ago when we started talking about this, and I said, look, we need to do it. Yes, I know it's going to impact my business, but look at what we're getting when it's done.
Oh, yeah.
The parts they have done now is just wonderful.
But I don't think anybody knew that it would not just be a resurfacing, it would be a total foundation rebuild.
Yeah, nobody said we're going down 12, 14 inches. that's a little different than resurfacing Cherry Road.
But it was a lot of fun to watch. I mean, the machinery they used, and I think to their credit, they have done this about as quickly as they could do it.
That is one thing I will say. It seems to have taken forever, but no, they've moved at a very good pace. I cannot fault them at all.
And I know you would love to thank them personally for fixing your interchange, which was like a war zone out here trying to get through it.
Yes, I'm so thankful they had a little quirk in their schedule, so they redid some of the intersections, and mine was one of them. And, man, it was like driving on the moon getting in here.
But how many guys do you know who are going through all of this that Charlie just described, and on a hot July afternoon would go out there with a case of water and give it out to all the workers but Charlie Ruffalo?
Well, they looked thirsty. It was hot. And why not? I mean, they're not my enemy. Yeah. They're human beings. They were hot and sweaty, and I have water.
Did any of them ask you for a sandwich?
Yeah. Yeah, I said, yeah, sure, no problem. Come on in and pull out your wallet, and you can get anything you want. No, keeping them cool was about as far as I was going to go.
Well, anyway, it looks like it's just about done. They've got some intersection work to do. But I just drove down the thing the other day. It was so smooth I forgot to see if everything was done. But it looked to me like it was all lanes have been finished.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been down that end of the road. Like most people, I'm avoiding Cherry Road at the moment.
Yeah. Well, there's the follow-up to this. Your traffic in the restaurant has been off because it was like a war zone trying to get in here. How long would you expect it'll take before those traffic patterns resume?
I think people will come back relatively quickly because Cherry Road is such an important thoroughfare here in town.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're just waiting. Once they get the intersections done, I think it'll be back to it, back to normal, definitely by January, you know, middle of January.
All right. So now, John Reinhart, who is our co-producer of the program, who sits here every day, you know, with his sandwich, sliding me notes, he had a question for you that had nothing to do with roads.
Right.
It wanted... He's prepared for this, I can tell. He wanted to know when the next Substation 2 restaurant was going to be going up in Rock Hill.
Well, that's a great question. And like I offered to John, as soon as he buys this one, he can open up as many as he wants. Because my days of building an empire are pretty much winding down. I love what I do here at this location. And I don't know that I'm going to open up a second one anytime soon.
Oh, come on.
Well, this town is wonderful, and it's so supportive. It really is almost a no-brainer, but I can't be two people.
Yeah.
I've owned multiple franchises in my career, and it doesn't work for me.
I got you. I'll never forget when my partner Alan Miller and I had another radio station over in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and it just drove us batty.
Yeah.
We finally had to say goodbye and, you know, let somebody else run it. You got to be there to run the enterprise, to make it work. I mean, John Reinhart could tell me stories about the same thing. He's smiling over there. But when you have multiple offices in different places and you're not there day in and day out, what is the old adage? When the cat's away, the mice will play, or something like that?
Yeah. But I'm fortunate that I have such wonderful help here. My teammates here, Kathy's been with me 23 years. This month is 23 years that Kathy's been with me.
Really?
And the rest of the folks here have been with me long term, and they take care of this place. I could easily walk away, and they'd probably be happier.
You finally found a woman to pull up with you.
Well, she doesn't. No, she just ignores me at the right time.
She ignores you at the right time.
I call her my work wife.
Your work wife. All righty. So the other thing that I want to talk to you about, you've been very active in Clean and Green.
Yes,
I mean, I don't know very many people that would join a board to go out and pick up litter, but you do it.
Yes.
You do it all the time. One of the things that popped up on your radar screen, and everybody's radar screen for that matter, was what happened with homecoming last year, 2018.
At Winthrop.
Right. It was a litter nightmare. I mean, it was just awful.
It truly was. It was disgusting.
And pictures got out there on the internet, and people started asking a lot of questions. And I think Winthrop responded in a positive way this year.
They really did. They made some changes to homecoming. Made it more along the lines of how we do Come See Me out at the Winthrop Farm, where it's more structured, and people were held responsible for keeping their areas clean. And it went really well. I'm sure there's some things we still need to tweak, but as far as when it was over, the team that led by Chris Johnson, the sustainability coordinator, he was able to be home at his house by 8:30 that night, or 5:30 that night.
Huh.
Which last year it was midnight before he got home, the year before midnight because of all the trash and all the problem.
Right.
But this year people really paid attention, and they made a huge difference. And I'm really proud of Winthrop for taking that step, because it was not a popular thing to do.
It was not. But what is even more amazing to me is that here is America's future that had been brought up in the time of the era of the world where we talk about litter and we talk about smoking and
plastic.
We talk about and plastic and all this stuff, and yet they were just dumping it all over the ground a year ago. Amazing.
Yes. This year they were much better. But yeah, I mean, last year it was just horrible. They left grills and chairs and broken things, and just it was disgusting. And I told them that, and you know, being there as a citizen cleaning up, I felt very comfortable getting in their face and saying, "You guys are pigs. You're not representing your organization.
Exactly.
You need to clean this up."
Exactly. All right, so you have been a resident of Rock Hill for as long as I've been here, 30-plus years.
Yep.
I've been here 35, I think.
Yeah, 30.
Nobody longer than John Reinhart.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was born here.
Maybe Chris Chamberlain.
Chris Chamberlain. Chris Chamberlain. No, he doesn't even. No, Chris Chamberlain. So, with all that being said, can you believe everything that is happening in this downtown area now?
I tell you, I just get giddy now talking about and hearing about all the things we have coming to this town right now. Our city leadership and has just really taken the bull by the horns and has taken Rock Hill shooting it to the moon. This is just wonderful, everything we have coming.
Well, when I go back and take a look at this, I actually go back to the days when my Uncle Freddie in Charlotte told me don't come to Rock Hill and get involved in the broadcasting business because everything is upside down. The textile industry had gone out, unemployment, da-da-da. Fortunately, I didn't listen to him. But there was a lady by the name of Betty Jo Ray and a city manager by the name of Joe Lanford who pulled the community together with this thing called Empowering the Vision, which is all about just a vision. How can we think of ourselves to being something that we're not now? And they, from that came all these different venues. I think there was five different venues, a transportation city, I forgot what they were. And they set out on a course to do this. And between her and successive mayor Doug Eccles, who was here for 20 years, and now John Geddes, and successive city managers. You know, we had Russell Allen in there. We had Kerry Smith in there. And now we have David Vihan in there. They've all just kept on going. And all the work of the citizenry, amazing. Over 20 years, 25 years, all the meetings and all the efforts to try to pull something together to make downtown click. And it never clicked, but they kept going at it and kept going at it, and the city kept investing money. You know, they tore the roof off of downtown,
yep.
Took down that five-story building at the end of Main Street, opened it up, rebuilt the infrastructure. And then now, here in the last few years, when after the cotton factory was built and Family Trust built their thing, then the city got control of the old Lowenstein textile plant down there, the bleachery, and the rest is history.
It's an exciting time to be here in Rock Hill and see what's coming. The vision and the leadership that our people, the mayor, as you say, the just all the powers that be is just amazing. And John Reinhart being one of them too. I mean, the Tuttles, the Williamses, you know, they have such vision for this town. And I'm really glad that I'm here to see this happen.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you couldn't have picked a better place in the Carolinas to be than right now. And then you add that little bit of icing to the cake,
yeah.
Called the Carolina Panthers and what they're going to bring to Rock Hill. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing. And let me get right up front right now, though, is I will not accept the coaching job. If you are listening, Mr. Tepper, I'm sorry, I will be unable to coach at this time.
Well, you just told us about what a good job you've done coaching the team here at Substation 2.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you would really be true. A viable candidate, don't you think?
That's true. That is something to think about. But then I look at Michael Jordan, how good he was and what he's done with the Hornets. I'll stay out of it.
Well, anyway, with all that being said, that ball is rolling down the street right now. And we've already seen the city adopt on first reading the first set of ordinances to make this a reality. County has got to do the same thing with whatever vehicle they're putting together for the tax incentives to make all this come about. But I think without question here, by the end of the year, we're going to know pretty well how this thing is going to shake out. You've seen the presentation, the PowerPoint pleasure.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty exciting what he's got planned. And I hear, yesterday he just made a bid for a Major League Soccer team.
Oh, yeah.
That, of course, will be part of our community also.
So I should have put a second mic up here for John Reinhart. But you know when you get him.
I can share.
Huh?
Share.
Well, you never want to move a mic until I turn it off. You ready? Turn it off. Yes. Now you can move it right over here. And we'll get John down here. Yeah. Because I thought of something that he actually could tell us, he would actually have some wisdom about. I know there's, and it involves real estate, right? There you go. He's right. He's fine. All right. So, is it fair to say, how was the sub, by the way?
Oh, the sub is delicious.
Absolutely. Here's a dollar.
Here's a dollar.
I mean, the best sub in town, Charlie.
Here's another dollar.
Pretty soon you get a free lunch. Speaking of free lunch, you still owe me one, don't you?
Oh, yes, I think I do.
I'm not telling anybody about the bet that you lost, that you reneged on. Okay. So the question I have, in all seriousness, fair to say that anybody who is a developer or in the real estate business, knowing where the Panthers are going to be, are trying to gobble up anything around that 200-acre footprint?
Well, I would say this, Manning. The buying real estate in York County, Rock Hill, right now is a wonderful future investment. And the development that's going to take place as a result of the investment of the Panthers owner, David Pepper, and other businesses that will follow and are following. Many of them we heard about at the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation meeting yesterday at the Operations Center.
Right.
New businesses opening, coming to Rock Hill. All of that, just like you were talking about a few moments ago, is Rock Hill's just growing. We are a place of opportunity, and we're attracting industry. We're attracting young talent, and Rock Hill and York County has it going on.
But the one thing, that they're not making any more of is land.
Is land. That's correct.
All right.
Yes, now is the time to buy.
Look at him. He's just, he's smiling from ear to ear.
He knows just the man.
He knows, yeah.
Reinhardt Realty.
So, but the bottom line, and I'm sure, obviously, you have your ear to the ground.
Yes,
but
we do.
But fair to say that anybody who's a developer is looking to, is trying to grab up the property.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. And my guess is, since they know that Mr. Tepper has bought the Waterford Golf Course,
yes,
and he's buying this 200-plus acre tract of land for this mega development, that anything in between would be very, very attractive.
Well, there's a good possibility he will be buying additional real estate.
Oh.
I could say that.
Oh, I see. That's good.
I'm sure of that.
You're not going to disclose the fact that you're representing somebody? No.
Well, we're not going to go there.
All right, but if you snooze, you lose is what it boils down to.
That's right.
All right.
It's a place of opportunity.
Since the Panthers announced where this site was going to be, if a piece of property before that announcement was valued at X, and now that we know what's going to be happening there, that same piece of property that was valued at X, what would it be now?
Well, the value of property, Manning, that's a good question, because the value of property is determined by what the seller is willing to sell for and what the buyer is willing to pay for the property.
Sure.
And I will add one other thing, what the lender considers the property's value at, as far as in, you know, lending is concerned. It needs to collateralize any loan, but the value is determined by the buyer and the seller and their willingness. So property values in our county, as you and I talked about last month on the same program, have been increasing. I see that continuing for the near future. I do not see any change, especially with the amount of activity and the Panthers locating in York County is certainly one of them. To what extent they will affect value is yet to be seen.
So in other words, if I had an acre that was somewhere between Waterford Golf Course and the Panther development, and it had a value of X, we'll say X was $100,000, all right? Mm-hmm. What would your best guess, based on your professional background and your years in this business, that same piece of dirt today, after all these announcements, the 100 would be what?
Well, the potential value is very difficult to say. It goes back to what Charlie, as a buyer, is willing to pay.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
For Manning as the sellers.
Don't be a politician, John. Just give me the answer. That's what I'm trying to do, is get the answer.
The market will dictate.
Listen to
Manning,
the 125? Market will dictate. 150?
Are you willing to go 125, Charlie?
Let me hear 125.
All right.
Where's Randy Ligon?
We have a buyer. At
Where's
the 125,
Randy Ligon
Manning?
When he needs? All right. Bottom line is, he doesn't know anything.
Sky's the limit.
Well, it is sky's the limit.
It really is.
Right. Yes. Okay, now go back and finish your sandwich. Thank you very much.
I enjoyed it.
We got to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2. Jerry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs, Investments of Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice from conservative investors. More online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, Cash In. Cash In is the newest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select, our highest yield savings account. Use your rewards earning Founders credit cards and you can exchange your CU Rewards points for a deposit to your Loyalty Select. Log into Founders Online to redeem your points today. Relax. Cash in your points. Account restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good Pharmacy, building trust for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. Enjoy our spacious new modern look and take advantage of Rock Hill's original drive-through with pickup and drop-off service.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Just like people, no two hearts are exactly the same. That's why Piedmont Medical Center's new expanded team of cardiovascular specialists collaborate on an individualized care plan for every heart they encounter, from preventative treatment all the way through surgery and rehab. Their easy-to-navigate care system provides compassionate, personal attention from their passionate team of specialists. You're in good hands at York County's Heart Hospital. To make an appointment with one of our cardiovascular specialists, visit mypmcheart.com or call 844-870-1499 today.
Here's an idea from Substation 2 for your next business meeting.
Box lunches are perfect for your corporate outings. We include a 6-inch sandwich we put in a side. You can get chips, potato salad, macaroni salad. We throw in a cookie. You get some tea or lemonade with that. It's basically a complete meal in a box.
Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where, of course, we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. How do we do it, gang?
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
See, I just wanted to figure out if he really knew what we do here on the show. Okay. All right, Charles. Yes. One of the things that I find very interesting is talking to you about that sandwich that John Reinhart is eating.
Right.
It has got lots of pieces to it that determine what the price of that sandwich is going to be. And this is something I watch you every week. You're monitoring the cost of the lettuce, the cost of the tomatoes, the cost of the turkey, the ham, the roast beef, all the other things that are up there behind the counter. And they're constantly fluctuating, correct?
Correct.
Now, have they been relatively stable this year?
For the most part, except for the pork market. Right now, there is a Russian swine flu that is 100% lethal to the hogs, and it has affected Russia and China. So it has not come to the U.S. yet, thankfully. Hopefully it won't. But right now, the U.S. pork is going overseas to Russia and mainly China. So therefore, the price is rising for ham, bacon, you know, any pork products.
Supply and demand.
Supply and demand. And it's just... You know, China wiped out, I think, like 80% of their pork processing in one province because of this flu. But that being said, yeah, you constantly monitor it. I was looking just recently if I needed to do a price increase, and I do need to put a small one in, but I was only had to do six, only to raise six prices out of my 50 different items that I sell, 50, 60 items I sell. So I'm pretty happy with that.
I was going to say, and when you raise them, you only raise them like, whatever, nickel or dime or something like that. It's not a big deal.
It's very nominal. It's based on volume, you know.
But it adds up
based on
volume when you're sending out hundreds and hundreds of sandwiches every day. I got it.
And the produce variations, that happens every year, but there's no rhyme or reason. You know, it's a flood, it's a strike, it's a drought, it's, you know, whatever. You just deal with it.
And that's part of your business. In other words, there is no guaranteed price for a year.
No. They used to be able to, like our proteins, they would give us 6 months of a stable price. Now, you don't even get 30 days.
Really?
Yeah.
What about things like your soft drinks that you get from Pepsi?
The Pepsi raises our price once a year. I just got this year's price increase in the mail yesterday, as a matter of fact. So, once a year, they're guaranteed to raise their price. Usually, it's 2 to 3%. This year, it was 3.5%.
And the other thing I always find fascinating is your restaurant, Substation 2, is part of a larger family of Substation 2 restaurants, whatever it is, 50 of them across this region. And you all get your, you work out your your food deals, as I call them, for ham and turkey and all that stuff with U.S. Foods. Is that correct?
No. We go to the ham producer,
okay,
the turkey producer,
right,
and work our price with them. And then U.S. Food, as per our contract, agrees to store and deliver that food for a certain percentage. Gotcha. If it's a refrigerated food, it's 1%. It's a certain percentage. If it's dry goods, it's a certain percentage freezer because of their storage space and what they have to do to store it and bring it to us. So they put their markup on, which we negotiate every 5 years.
Right. But by buying in bulk for 50 stores, you're getting a better price.
Yeah. Instead of just me buying, 50,000 pounds of turkey, we're buying, 1.2 million pounds of turkey.
Right.
Yeah.
So just so people know the scope of how much goes out of here, let's just take turkey. How many pounds of turkey do you think you buy in the store every year?
Oh, a year?
Yeah.
Do it
a month.
I can do a week.
All right, do me a week. Here's my calculator. You got a calculator, bro.
Well, let's see. We go through 15 cases of turkey a week and 20 pound cases, so 300 pounds.
300 pounds a week?
Yeah, of turkey.
Ooh, wee. That's pretty good.
And then times 52.
That's 15,600 pounds.
Right, and that's just me. Now we have 44 stores open. We have 44 stores open right now.
All right, let's multiply that times 44. That's 686,400 pounds of turkey. That's a lot of turkeys.
That's a lot of turkeys.
And that's pretty much, is turkey your biggest, most popular
turkey meat? Is our biggest protein, right? The turkey sandwich, the regular size turkey sandwich is our biggest seller. And then the large sandwich is the number 19.
Oh, yeah.
Is the largest selling large sandwich.
Love it. You are insistent on freshness. I've seen you chuck stuff left and right. It's all about fresh. I mean, when we say slice, garden, it's all about being fresh.
Yeah, absolutely. I will not put out a product that is not 100% fresh and delicious. We do throw out product regularly if it just doesn't meet our standard. I will not do it. And I spend more money on certain products just because of the quality. Like our roast beef. It's just beef, salt, and pepper cooked to a medium rare. No additives, no anything.
And so there are alternatives to that type of roast beef out there that are cheaper.
All products. You can get, if you've never been to a processing plant, I have. They can create a product. They can take turkey and make it taste like bologna, roast beef, ham, and they can put as much filler in it as they want. 10%, 20%. They put in seaweed, carrageenan it's called. They'll put seaweed in there as a filler. They'll put soy. Soy is a big filler. They'll put in water. They'll inject 10% water in a product to give it more weight. And all these things have a variance on the price. Substation 2 just doesn't play that game. We go for all natural products. We get as natural product as you can get.
And I can tell you this from having just come off a diet myself that I did through Weight Watchers, and I came in here and scanned all your – he's right on it. I mean, this meat is as lean and as tasty as it can be. All right, you've done good. The show's over with. You want to say goodbye?
Okay, goodbye. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, thank you for filling in. I hope Kate Carter is feeling better because she sounded terrible about an hour and a half ago. Okay, Straight Talk presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Now, I think this crowd knows what we're about to do, but knowing who they are, I have got my cue card up here. We prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week like nobody else can ever do right here in Rock Hill. And there's only one way to do it at Substation 2, and it is 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden.
Chris Chamberlain, you're a little weak over there. If you're going to participate, you got to be all in, man. And that'll wrap up our Straight Talk program. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye.